A woman from Normal says a guardian angel was looking out for her when a tree fell on her house during yesterday's big storm.
Sleeping on the couch in front of a picture window is not the best place to be during a storm, and I learned my lesson.
That's Sue Smith. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, May 24th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a close call for central Illinois as another storm system passed through the area. GLT's Eric Stock has more.
A woman from Normal feels lucky to be alive after a tree crashed onto the roof of her home early yesterday morning. Sue Smith says she was awakened by what she said was the loudest noise she'd ever heard.
All of a sudden, there was just this loud bang. The house went dark and it felt like a tornado hit the house. And me and my dogs, we ran into the kitchen.
Smith marveled at how the large tree slammed onto the roof of her one-story home on South Linden Street, directly above her, yet didn't crash through it. She has a theory, the small ceramic angel that sits on her front porch. She says she started collecting angel figurines to remember the twin boys she lost to stillbirth. Now, 2 days short of her 60th birthday, the mother of three believes that angel kept that large tree towering above it at bay.
I feel that this is a sign, always. When an angel is near, I feel protected and safe.
Smith's close call was one of several Wednesday into Thursday as a deadly storm blew through central Illinois. The same system killed at least three people in southwestern Missouri and destroying buildings and homes in that state's capital, Jefferson City. The National Weather Service's two people spotted a funnel cloud between midnight and 1 a.m. along U.S. 24 between Shenoah and Fairbury on the northeastern edge of McLean County. Vehicles were blown off Interstate 55 between Bloomington and Lincoln, and there was a report of 58-mile-an-hour wind gusts at Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. A handful of city and county roads were closed as crews cleared down tree limbs and low-hanging wires, but there were no reports of local injuries. Sue Smith from Normal says she knew there were storms in the area, but she went back to sleep anyway.
Don't sleep through it. Don't be outside watching it. Get yourself in a place of protection. And even though this has no basement, you know, sleeping on the couch in front of a picture window is not the best place to be during a storm. And I learned my lesson.
The tree partially collapsed the roof, but did not damage the interior. Smith and her three dogs were unhurt. I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. A high-traffic stretch of North Main Street in Normal near Fairview Park remains closed this morning as crews work to repair a broken water main. The preferred detour is just to the east on Linden Street. The state says the Bloomington-Normal area economy has lost 1,000 jobs in the past year, mostly in the financial services sector. That's the steepest decline for any metro area in Illinois during that time. And an Illinois Wesleyan University professor, Becky Rosner, is honored for her work to bring women and people of color into her field of chemistry. These stories and more at WGLT.org. A new report makes the case that manufacturing jobs are still a very important cog in Illinois' economic engine, especially for downstate counties. While Bloomington Normal's economy may not be heavily reliant on manufacturing, the opposite is true in Peoria, Tazewell, and Macon counties. In this Sound Ideas preview, Illinois Manufacturers Association President and CEO Mark Densler talks about his group's new economic analysis.
Manufacturing, while we have almost 600,000 workers, that it has an outsized influence, particularly in some downstate counties. I grew up in Decatur, Macon County, 40% of their GDP comes from the manufacturing sector. Nearly a quarter of the GDP in Peoria County comes from manufacturing, you know, a third of it in Tazewell County. So, you know, many of these downstate communities are even more reliant on manufacturing than maybe some of the suburban communities. However, I think most people would be surprised to find, you know, that Lake County, 27% of their GDP comes from manufacturing, and it's one of the most manufacturing-intense areas in the state of Illinois.
Well, my perception of the manufacturing industry is, you think of a company like Caterpillar, right? It seems like they're very susceptible to the ups and downs of the global economy. You know, a slowdown overseas may disrupt things here. You know, business slows down, people are laid off here. Is that a downside for these downstate communities that have higher than average reliance on manufacturing jobs, that kind of roller coaster?
I mean, you know, certainly I think every sector has its ups and downs, and we live in cyclical times where, again, you know, in 2008, 2009, things were difficult. But, you know, again, just the profound impact of manufacturing and what is made here. When you look at what's made in the state of Illinois, you know, life-saving products, we help feed the world, we power our homes and businesses, provide for the nation's defense. We have a very robust and diverse manufacturing economy. You know, the single largest share of manufacturing is food products, and then chemical manufacturing, and then heavy equipment. You know, and there are some very cool things. Everyone knows Caterpillar and John Deere, for example. But, you know, there are, you know, all the Red Salvation Army kettles are made in Illinois. Or up in Rockford, they're machining the Orion space pod, which is going to take man further into space than ever before. Or in Pekin, Illinois, not far away from you, you know, 85% worldwide of the aluminum lids made in food products, so, such as Pringles or Yoplait yogurt, are made in Pekin, Illinois. And so, you know, one of the things that we want to tell is that manufacturing is diverse. It's cool. It's no longer kind of dark, dirty, and dangerous that we thought of maybe our parents or grandparents' generation. That manufacturing today is high tech. It's automated. It's clean. It's sustainable. And we have a great story to tell.
Well, on the other side of the spectrum is a county like McLean County. It's a very white collar university town. You know, less than 2% of our GDP is coming from manufacturing, which is, you know, way less than the statewide average of 12%. So what do you see when you look at a county like McLean? Does that reflect some kind of lack of economic diversity?
Well, and I love McLean County. I went to Illinois Wesleyan University, so I know McLean County pretty well. But you've actually seen somewhat of a resurgence with the Rivian facility. You have Brandt there, which are both a couple brand new facilities or companies that are in McLean County who've done a nice job of actually adding manufacturing to the mix. And hopefully both of those will continue to grow. But I certainly think diverse economies are very good for a county or for a state. You know, in Bloomington Normal in McLean County for a long time, obviously, has been known for higher education and insurance. And I think that you're starting to see an uptick with some new manufacturing balance with folks like Bloomington Baronets and Boppy that have been around for some time. So I think diversity is important. And it's a good thing.
Hear more of this interview with Illinois Manufacturers Association President and CEO Mark Densler today during GLT's Sound Ideas at noon and 6 p.m. Before we let you go, three of four community pools open for business for the summer tomorrow. It's Holiday, O'Neill, and Fairview pools. The Anderson Aquatic Center in Normal opens a week from tomorrow, June 1st. And Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner is hosting another one of his open houses today. That's from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. Talk about a fun way to start your weekend. Thanks for listening to The Lead Off. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.